How do you move a 106-year-old telescope that has a 50,000-pound base more than 1,200 miles? Ask the folks with Supporting STEM in Space, a Northwest Arkansas-based organization. They will take ownership of the legendary Sproul Telescope, currently on the campus of Swarthmore College in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. This is the same organization that's about to donate telescopes, much smaller telescopes, to many area libraries for possible checkout by patrons. Saturday, they'll host a fundraising event at Waterways Christian Church in Bentonville from 3 to 5 to show off the smaller telescopes that will be donated, to conduct scientific exercises, and I'm sure to talk about the big telescope on its way here eventually. Yesterday, two members of Supporting STEM in Space came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Andy Allo, a visiting professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, and Daniel Barth, assistant professor of STEM education at the U of A. Their visit began when Daniel Barth placed a few Lego figures and monocle replicas of the telescope he made on the desk in our studio.
We have now acquired the Sproul Telescope, built in 1911, and it's going to take some funding to get it restored and moved to Arkansas, moved here. And part of the question when we got this thing is, how do you describe this to anyone? The Sproul Telescope is 36 feet long. It stands on a base that's over 20 feet high that weighs 50,000 pounds. When you think of telescope, most people think of a little Tasco or Celestron scope in the backyard that they got when they were 14 or 12 and they looked at the moon. And this is so far beyond that. So we used little Lego-style figurines. These are not genuine Lego. And the basic idea was, if the little man, the little figurine was 6 foot tall, your basic little figurine was 6 feet tall, to build a model to scale. And so you see a modern research telescope, and our figure is about 2 inches high, and this modern 24-inch telescope model is about 4 inches high. The Sproul, on the other hand, is a foot and a half long. It towers over the little figures. They have to mount a little staircase to see through the telescope, which indeed is what you have to do with the Sproul. It's a massive late 19th, early 20th century machine. It's historical. And the whole point, everyone I've talked to, if you want to do research, this is the Sproul is not your instrument. It's large, it's massive, it's hard to maneuver. It's not as precise as a modern instrument. But if you want to set hearts afire for science, for STEM education, teachers, students, if you want to set people on fire for science, bring them into a building and showing them this tremendous gargantuan telescope and saying, wow, now you get to climb up the stairs and look at the moon. The minimum magnification on something like this is about 300 power. So literally, if you want to see a dust storm rolling across the surface of Mars, if you want to study the structure of the rings of Saturn or see an eclipse on Jupiter, watch and see where geological change has happened inside of craters on the moon. The Sproul is an amazing instrument.
Wait. You're telling me that with the Sproul, there's a chance I could look through it and I could see a dust storm rolling across Mars?
Certainly. It changes you. For a young person or a teacher to bring their class in and say, now, class, we're going to look through this wonderful instrument, and a child climbs up the stairs and puts their eye to the eyepiece and gets to see Jupiter the size of a basketball. They get to see the structure in Saturn's rings. They get to see the moon to a level of detail that's beyond anything they've even seen on television. It changes people forever.
Where's the Sproul Telescope right now?
It's at Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania.
Indeed.
They issued and they worked with another organization that's interested in preserving astronomical instruments as part of the history of astronomy. And they issued a request for proposals, and I saw it and jumped on it, and I said, yes, we want this. But I'm not an astronomer. Dan is an astronomer. I'm a poli-sci guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yes, we want it. And I had no idea what I was talking about. But long story short, I got informed of what it is that we're actually saying we want.
And our group has the expertise to make it work.
We do. And Swarthmore has agreed to donate this to us, to
Indeed.
Supporting STEM and Space Incorporated. They are going to pay for dismantling it and loading it. we have to come up with the funds to get it from there to here. And then this, how many pounds did you say?
The 50, base is 50,000 pounds.
Thing.
The tube is the moving mass on the telescope is about 8,000 pounds. So when it moves to follow the moon, 4 tons of metal and glass are
in
motion.
And we have to raise the funds to get it down here, get it unloaded and stored. We have the facilities to do that.
And
it's a huge big deal, but we're so thrilled that Swarthmore looked at us and realized that we do have the resources to move, store, and then restore and build an observatory so that the public can come and do all the things Dan talked about in terms of setting people on fire.
How do you get it here?
Flatbed trucks.
Okay.
Flatbed trucks.
And then you have the expertise to put it back together.
Yes.
Yes. And we'll be restoring it. The tube and everything, it needs to be completely stripped, sandblasted, recoated. The lens needs to be cleaned.
But the lens is okay. It just needs to be cleaned. But you can't just wipe it
with
a piece of microfiber.
You can't just take Windex and tissue. You can't do that. The drive systems, the systems that move the telescope around the sky, date from about 1965. So they're in serious need of an upgrade. And obviously, we want to put a high-definition video system. Our ideal is that we can put HD video camera on the end of this. And when I, and as part of the Astronomy for Educators program, I take young teachers from the U of A. We go to elementary and middle school, and we do presentations and take telescopes there. But for us to be able to live stream a view from this telescope and say, okay, kids, here's what the Sproul is seeing now on the moon. Let's take our telescopes out in the school parking lot and let's see what you can see. And, oh, wow. And, of course, field trips, obviously, and natural. Bringing teachers in to train them in astronomy education. Arkansas has a new statewide set of standards for astronomy and space education. They went into effect just this last Christmas. I helped write those. And this kind of a thing, teachers need to be brought up to speed because space science is going to be part of the 21st century. You know, you can't avoid it.
But we're envisioning more. I mean, education is a huge part of what we're doing in terms of interacting with the public school and the university. But we want to build a facility that's also available to the public where families can bring their children.
Absolutely.
We are envisioning a space that has robotics labs, that has moving or changing displays, that is linked in a way with all of the other resources that are being developed in Northwest Arkansas to make this, well, in reality, the best region of the state to live in.
On a smaller scale, you're making sure there are telescopes available for people, right?
That's right.
We are. We have raised enough money to buy 9 telescopes and put them in local libraries. I believe it's, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, Pea Ridge, Gravette, West Fork.
The whole point, we're putting small telescopes that you can fit on a tabletop, and they're there for patrons to check out. We also, the S-Cubed group, a lot of us are also involved in the Sugar Creek Astronomy Club. We put on the largest regular astronomy outing in the United States. We're out bimonthly at Hobbs Park, and we bring out 20, 25 telescopes. We usually get between 250 and 400 people each time we run an event. So we reach out to over 1,000 people a year. Mm-hmm. Through my Astronomy for Educators program, I'm on pace to reach out and to over 2,000 students and do professional development training for over 100 teachers in Northwest Arkansas this year, this calendar year.
And thinking about the libraries, the choice of libraries was strategic as well. If you notice, I mentioned some of the smaller outlying libraries.
Right.
We did that on purpose because people who live out First of all, they have maybe better viewing conditions, but secondly, maybe they have less available in terms of educational opportunities in their libraries. So it was a purposeful decision to not just look at the major regional libraries, but to include every small library. And as a matter of fact, for the viewer's interest, if there's a library that is not on track to receive one of these telescopes, this is an ongoing project, and you can contact us at nwa.space and let us know that you want a telescope.
Absolutely.
And we will make it happen for you.
Andy Allo is a visiting professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, and Daniel Barth is an assistant professor of STEM education at the U of A. Both are with Supporting STEM in Space Incorporated. Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5, the group will have a fundraising event at Waterways Christian Church in Bentonville on Highway 112. Daniel Barth says they'll show off the telescopes they're donating to libraries and conduct all kinds of scientific exercises with air cannons, glow sticks, and more. This to engage young people in science.
Students enter what we refer to as the STEM pipeline. They say, oh, I like science. Third through fifth grade, every kid enjoys science. It's fun. Oh, my gosh. By the time you hit ninth grade, the number of kids voluntarily taking science has been cut by two-thirds. And by the time you get to college, it's been cut to about 5%.
So, and math is worse.
Math is worse. And so part of our goal with S-Cubed is to re-energize these students and to provide the teachers with a way to teach STEM that isn't here, read the book, answer the questions, do the worksheet. Science is a verb. You have to do it. And so my particular expertise is low-cost science, science for pennies, because I taught for 28 years in areas in California where there was no money. And if we couldn't build it, we couldn't use it. And I teach other teachers and my students to run science very inexpensively. Much better for a kid to build his or her own science equipment, test it, make it work, do the experiment. It's a much more engaging, fulfilling, rich, and robust program than saying, here, we bought you this. Follow the instructions and put your answer in the box. that's terrible science. But if you say, here's a bunch of parts, and I want you to make a catapult. Throw the ping pong ball into the paint can across the room. How do I do that? Figure it out. Try things. If they don't work, take it apart and try something else.
You can find out much more at nwa.space. And if you want to know more about the Astronomy for Educators program, Daniel can be reached at debarth@uark.edu. We have those links and other links associated with stories on today's show at ozarksatlarge.com.